Good morning, everyone. I'm really angry right now. I've just recorded an entire audio boot and my phone decided to just completely discard it. Either that or I didn't know how to save it. Yeah, I wanted to save it before publishing it or whatever. Anyway, I apologise for not having been around much this summer. Haven't been around at all, actually, for a month or so. Basically, I've had exams and work and lazing around, not actually doing anything. So, yeah, I guess I realised that it was partly my fault, the fact that I couldn't be bothered to record 3 minutes a day of me just rambling on about things. So what have I done recently? Yeah, I've got this receipt with all this stuff I want to say on the back of it. So I've enjoyed having nothing to do. And I've slept a lot. I've gone out every now and then, and that's about it, really. I haven't really done much. However, I did get a new phone recently, which is great. I got the Samsung Galaxy S2, which I'm currently testing out. First thing I did was pick it up and click on the BBC iPlayer app and watch EastEnders, and I was quite impressed by the playback. At times it was better than the playback on my computer, but that's probably because my laptop has a virus on it. Anyway, talking of BBC iPlayer, I recently watched a film called The Painted Veil on it. It was one of their low-budget films and whatnot. I thought it was a nice film. It exceeded my expectations, which were pretty low following that time I watched Tadpole. So, you know. However, if there was to be a flaw, it had a very predictable ending. Anyway, I should actually talk about what this film is about. Basically, this film is about a guy who's a doctor who takes his unfaithful wife with him to a little remote village, and just what happens. It tells you there's a bit at the start where they're all in Shanghai and whatnot, and then he goes to the village and she comes with him. Yeah, it's all based in China. I should have mentioned that. Anyway, I really got to go because I've got less than 30 seconds left, and hopefully see you tomorrow, guys. Bye-bye.